producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Morning. It is a very brisk but sunny day here in sunny Southside Fargo. Flag Family Radios, I am your host, Leon Francis, for the Common Sense Club this morning. Phone calls, always welcome. 855-217-76. Extension 2 gets you live on air. Extension 1, you just leave it on a rant line. Just tell me what's on your mind and leave it on the rant line. 855-217-76, extension 1, and you can do that. Or extension 2, hop into the conversation. We're going to have Scott Hannon on at 8:30, and he's going to be speaking with some Austin, and Sean Winko, the executive director of the Williston Economic Development Corporation, and they're going to discuss the future of the Williston development. He's also going to be speaking with Jeff Zarling of DAWA Solutions. So stay tuned for that. As always, we're going to have our, what would I call it? Like a DJ Monday where you get some really cool tunes from back to the 80s in conjunction with speakeasies, back to the 80s pricing. That's every Monday. So we're going to have that today. So, and I just want to say, if you've won in the last 30 days, I know the music is catchy. I know the rhythm gets you. And I think that's a song, as a matter of fact. The rhythm might get to you, but just sit on your hands and let someone else win. So there you go. If you've won in the last 30 days, you know, just listen to some good tunes, but let someone else win. So speakeasy, back to the 80s pricing, always love that. And the Monday, when we do the music on Monday, the 80s music, I always leave feeling uplifted. And I'm not a dancer, but I dance on Monday. And that's hard to do because it's a Monday. Anyway, welcome to the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. The next segment, we're going to have Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Column, so we can get a little perspective from the left and the right. I'm going to ask Ellen, you know, I have this problem, and maybe you guys can help me out with this. Over the weekend, I'm talking to a bunch of my friends. I'm watching the TV, you know, that sort of thing. And the tenor that I hear, especially when it comes from the other side, is that Republicans are playing Chicken Little with this whole Ebola thing, and that we're making way, way, way too much of the Ebola thing. My response to that is, we're not causing panic because of Ebola per se, even though it's a horrible disease. It kills 70% of those infected with. And I want to say this. I had a friend this weekend tell me, we'll compare Ebola to the flu. And I'm like, you really can't compare Ebola to the flu because the flu doesn't kill 70% of the people that are infected with it. I mean, think about that. If 1% of the United States population contracted Ebola, do you know how many folks would die? 2 million would die. Almost 2.5 million. You don't get that with the flu. So, but anyway, back to my broader point. I mean, folks are telling us we shouldn't panic. Barry, in his radio address, he said the same thing. You don't need to panic. There's not a pandemic of Ebola in the United States, that sort of thing. Well, that's not why we are upset, Mr. President. We are outraged that we've been misled, well, some of us have been misled, into believing that this administration is prepared to handle a pandemic like Ebola. You know, that's why we're upset. I mean, we're looking at the failures of the existing protocols, and like, you're looking at the two nurses, you know, and the way that whole thing was handled, and it just leaves you scratching your head. And then you look at this political appointment, you know, I just don't get it. That's why we are upset. We're not upset, you know, that there's going to be like a zombie apocalypse predicated on the Ebola outbreak that's going to morph into something that eats your brain. No, we're not. That's not why we're upset. We are upset at the lack of leadership yet again on a quasi-crisis situation, man. You think about the way this administration has handled this from the beginning to right now. And we're inundated with the message that big government is better government. The government that is huge and all-encompassing is effective. Any problem that we have, we need to look to government to solve. And then you have something like Ebola hit and reality sets in. All of those small government folks like me, like Ronald Reagan, you know, folks like that who have been saying forever, government in its proper role is tiny. And then when it's focused on the things that it's supposed to, you know, protect us from, like, I don't know, national security, that sort of thing, maybe banning a flight or two from an Ebola-infected nation, you know, stuff like that. Securing our borders, maybe, you know, so folks can't just walk right across the border to our borders or so. That's the kind of stuff you need to focus on. But we're inundated with the message that big government is going to protect you. Big government is the best answer to any problem that we have. And then we look at this. We look at the Ebola, what's happened here. Think about the fact that, you know, Ron Klain, he is the new Ebola czar. And in my opinion... This guy has absolutely no cred, no credibility to be an Ebola czar. Think about it. I agree with John McCain for once. Has no experience or knowledge or background in medicine. You know what he is versed in? Rubbing elbows with the political bigwigs like Al Gore and President Biden. I think he was the chief of staff to both of them. So, again, we see politics where common sense should reign. I don't get it. We're not panicking, Mr. President, in the face of the Ebola crisis, and those are air quotes. You are panicking. You're scrambling, as a matter of fact, to cover up the incompetence of this administration. That's why we're upset. So just wanted to reach out to Barry and clear that up, because apparently he thinks that we are running around and we're panicking folks and we're taking our mercury pills and that sort of thing, and our lead pill, I mean our silver extract and all of that stuff. No, we're not. We are upset because of your glaring incompetence dealing with this Ebola outbreak. There you go. If you agree, call in and let me know. 855-217-76, extension 2. Get you live, on air, and into the conversation. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ellen and Blankita those same questions. You know, do you think that all of the ire that is stirred up right now about the Ebola crisis, do you think it's more because, you know, it's Ebola? and we're afraid that, you know, all, the whole country is going to be infected, or people upset because we see this, again, lack of leadership when it comes to this administration. I said this from day one. This is the amateurs running the show. This is amateur hour at the Apollo. Seriously. That's been my view of the Obama administration from day one. From day one. And it's got nothing to do with him being from Kenya. He's not from Kenya. I'm sorry. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got nothing to do with anything other than the fact that I've tracked this guy when he first came on the political scene, when we didn't know who he was, and we were like, who is this guy? And from that point to this point, I've seen nothing but incompetence, period. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum, and your phone calls right here on AM 1100, The Flag.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can, at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are back, and as we do every day about this time, we have Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum come on and talk a little common sense to the Common Sense Club. So I want to welcome both of you, Ellen and Blankita, to the Common Sense Club.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I want to ask you, I mean, one of the things that, especially over the weekend, we've been talking a lot about is the election of, well, not the election, but the appointment of the new Ebola czar. And I want to ask Ellen first, do you think that this is a good appointment for the Obama administration, or could he have gone a different direction?
I wish he had gone a different direction. I don't know. I mean, I know Ron Klain. He's very competent. I wish he had gone with not necessarily a medical doctor, but at least a healthcare professional.
Good deal. Good deal. That's common sense right there, Blanquita.
Well, see, we both agree on that one because it is common sense. And the fact of the matter is, you know, it looks like the crisis is ebbing to a degree. But the fact of the matter is, it would be nice if they had a healthcare professional. That's why you get a surgeon general. That's why you have all these spokesmen who know about disease. You want to have their knowledge.
Right. And I agree, and I don't agree often with John McCain, but I agree with him on this one. You know, he has no experience, no knowledge, no background in medicine, that sort of thing. I do want to ask, and Blanquita, I'll ask you this first. Do you think that all of the angst and the ire around that surrounds the whole Ebola, are dealing with it? Do you think that Republicans, conservatives, folks like me are upset more about the fact that, you know, we have Ebola here and we are afraid that we're going to somehow, you know, catch it and that sort of thing? Or do you think that we're a lot more upset about the handling of this potential crisis?
Well, my view is that we're upset about Ebola being here, period. But we're also upset about both. I don't think you can separate them. Blanquita?
Well, I think, actually, I think they go hand in hand. But, I mean, believe me, I don't think it matters what side of the aisle you're on. I live in D.C. In an area that's very liberal. And, I mean, people that you wouldn't expect going up and down in an elevator are frightened about Ebola. And I think that kind of the threat of what will we do and what would get shut down and how will we live our lives, it goes across parties.
Hello?
Good. Yeah, I'm catching a little background noise there. And I don't know who that is.
I think that's Ellen on Ellen's side.
Okay, well, okay. Do you still hear background noise?
No,
it's going great now. It's going great. So now I want to move over and I want to ask you about ISIS, Baghdad over there. How big a deal do you think it would be if ISIS captures Baghdad?
Well, if they capture Baghdad, it will be the worst thing known to humankind. The worst.
I tend to agree. I mean, do you think?
I mean, we're all agreeing on this.
I'm sure Blanquita
agrees on this.
We're all in agreement this morning. What do you think?
Disagreement.
What do you think? And Blanquita, I'll ask you this: what do you think the chances of ISIS capturing Baghdad is?
I mean, I think it's very significant. I mean, it looks imminent. And, you know, ironically, Ellen would know more because she's been there.
Yeah, I think, honestly, we don't know. I think it's very hard to know whether we're going to really use all our resources to prevent them from getting into Baghdad. But Baghdad would be a disaster. And I think the White House and I think all the other Arab countries know about it. I would agree with that.
Right. And I sit and I think about all of the gains, you know, we had. And a lot of folks, you know, would see it as we all know the talking points from, the Bush administration and that sort of thing. But I agree. It would be the worst possible.
I wonder, Leon, though, how it'll change when the election happens and the majority of the Senate is Republican and the majority of the House is Republican. How the president will respond if there's more of an outcry that comes from the Republicans to deal with this whole issue differently.
I think it would be seen as, you know, warmongering Republicans. That's what I think.
Let's just say this. We should have never gone to Iraq. It really, and but once we went, to not be able to figure out what was going on, you know, Shalene, my partner, was one of my three embedded correspondents, and she was running through neighborhoods when she was waiting to go into Baghdad in Jordan, and they said, you will not be able to tell friend from foe. And another time we were leaving the country, and I was at the border, and one of the border people said to me, George Bush, he not know what he got himself into, and that is the case.
People got to quit looking back at Bush. Honestly, it's all right to blame Bush, but you have this president in there for 6 years, and this country has never just completely dissolved in such a disaster that, frankly, regardless whether it's foreign policy, domestic policy, you can't blame Bush anymore. Those days are gone. If he was going to fix it, this guy has 6 years to fix it.
And see, I agree with that. To another point, to a broader point, if we had left everything the way it was, we found that, and there have been a couple of these facilities of chemical weapons, some of the worst known to man. So I don't know if I would agree with we should have never went in, but
never.
I do agree that, you know, once we went in there, it should have been a, you know, a hands-down victory for us in every sense of the word. And these weapons, I don't even know why they're still there.
I remember going over the border in Baghdad with Jim Pinkerton, not exactly a liberal, and him saying, if we think this country is going to be pro-America 10 to 15 years from now, we're crazy. And he was right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we should have gone in with a little bit better strategy. And we shouldn't have left in such a ridiculous way that we did. And now it turns out that we're receiving food and medicines from us and drops. So I think we've got to be, you know, I think we've got freaking frack who are running our foreign policy. I don't care which side of the aisle they're on. I want them to fix it.
And I agree. And I heard that our shipments are being stopped and taxed and looted by ISIS, and we're still sending it over there because they are. I mean, there's only one way in. And so when our shipments go over there, they're the guys that are picking it up. And even if they let it go through, they're doing it with a propaganda spin that says, hey, see, we're not so bad. We're giving you aid and that sort of thing. So I think that that's, wow. I just think it's nuts. I think we need to change administrations. That's what I think needs to happen.
I don't think that's going to help either. But with that, I'm going to take my leave today.
I would like to see that change in the administration, and now I'll take my leave.
Okay, thank you both, Ellen and Blanquita Cullen. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon right after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams, relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chase's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Before the top of the hour, Scott Hannon here sitting in for Leon Francis in this hour, and Leon will be back for a little trivia time, a little 80s trivia. I love 80s trivia coming up here at about 8:40. In the meantime, we are broadcasting from Williston today at Stat Oil Company, and looking forward to finding out some things that are happening in Williston. Actually, be here today and also Wednesday, be broadcasting from the Williams County Courthouse to talk a little bit about how you vote in North Dakota, mainly for a lot of our new voters. We look forward to that as well, because they, as they say, as the campaign says, voting is easy as pie in North Dakota. Sean Wanko is the head of the Williston Economic Development Shop and is new in that position. Are the business cards like the ink even dry yet, Sean, or what?
I tell you what, I haven't even received them yet.
That's how new that gig is. Yep. Yeah, exactly right. And Jeff Zarling is here of Dawa Solutions Group. Hello, Jeff. Good to see you.
Good morning, Scott.
So let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Williston. First of all, Sean, maybe for folks that don't know, explain what you're doing in this role and what your role is day in and day out, heading up economic development efforts in Williston.
Yeah, I'd say it's been exciting to be in the Economic Development Department right now. I took over official executive duties October 1st. And I tell people a lot is, you know, traditional economic development practice doesn't necessarily apply out here. So a lot of focus right now is we're on affordable housing, quality of life development, infrastructure development in our area. And, you know, we're the fastest growing micropolitan city under 50,000 in the United States for the past 3 years. And we have, you know, investors and developers and people from all over the world looking at Williston, North Dakota. And it keeps our office busy.
And you mentioned workforce, Jeff. This has been a key issue. I know you've been part of the economic development leadership here in Williston for a number of years. I had a conversation with Niles Huska last week, who said one thing we're really starting to see is once these economies in these other oil-producing states come back, a lot of the workforce that is here making their living now has opportunities to go back, and we're losing some. So bad timing on that, right?
Well, I think what we might be seeing is losing some more of the transient workers. But I'll tell you, you know, just hanging out around town, we're seeing a lot of women and children and other family members moving into town. So I think we're actually growing in that direction as far as sustainability and permanent employment base.
That's the ultimate goal anyway, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah, it is. And you know, just to mirror what Jeff said, is if you look at some of the statistics out there, I've seen 10 other industries other than the oil and gas industry grew greater than 10% last year. So on top of how well the oil and gas industry is doing, we're seeing some diversification and some sustainability starting to happen in our community.
And what do you want folks to know about Williston, Jeff? What do you think what do you think we need to get out?
Well, I think what's important about what's going on in Williston is this continued evolution and maturing of what's going on out here. In order to move that forward, obviously, we're looking for some additional infrastructure funding from the GPT tax distribution that's collected in lieu of property tax. You know, obviously, we feel like we're a little bit behind on that. We've been talking about it for the last 6 or 7 years. We've made some progress. There's been some adjustments at the last two sessions, but we feel we've still been behind on that. So properly funding Western North Dakota with that GPT in lieu of property tax, I think, is our one of our priorities right now. And then the other is, as this starts to mature and transition, and we see, you know, the harvesting phase that they talk about in the oil and gas industry, is our transition as a community into more sustainable development and diversification. And I think I'm excited about what Sean's vision is going forward for focusing on diversification with manufacturing and logistics.
And let's talk a little bit about that, Sean. What does the future hold in that area, do you believe?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we'll be partnering with Jeff Sarling and his company, Dawa Solutions Group, to we're going to host a manufacturing logistics conference in March, here, the end of March. And, you know, Jeff probably says it best is what we're looking with this conference is the industry's challenges is going to be our manufacturing opportunities. And we're excited to see what we can present and what we can bring to the area.
And I think probably no greater example than the possibilities just announced last week with the Badlands NGL, a $4 billion investment, largest single investment in a particular project in the history of North Dakota, which is pretty extraordinary, but a good example. You know, obviously it's related to the oil and gas industry and that it's value added in taking ethane, but it's plastics manufacturing in North Dakota. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yep, it's that's a tremendous example of how big this thing is out here and how big the opportunities are out here.
Jeff, did you get a sense that once that project was announced, a lot of eyes opened up and a lot of folks were enlightened to the possibilities of that next level of diversification?
I think so. We've actually been talking about this for the last couple of years. I know the North Dakota Petroleum Council at the last couple of events has tried to bring the industry together with these type of opportunities. You saw Empower with the IHS research project talking about how we can leverage the upstream to build out and what they're calling the value-added energy development, which in the industry is really midstream and downstream opportunities. So taking those hydrocarbons and the associated products, the ethane and so forth, and creating end products, you know, the downstream products. So that's a big macro thing that we're seeing. That's always been part of our dialogue and conversation. It just didn't seem like it was attainable. It was such a big goal. But we're seeing those things really coming to fruition with the LNG in Tioga, the announcement of this plastics manufacturing. But then the next level below that is kind of the actual manufacturing and logistics opportunities that we see. When you talk about drilling 1,800 wells a year, think about the amount of pipe that's going in the ground, the amount of cement that goes around that casing, the amount of PVC pipe we're putting in the ground. We talk to the operators out here. They're all about sustainability and efficiency and reducing cost, and that's transportation. We're bringing a lot of that product from halfway across the country or further, and we see opportunities here to meet those needs, to have that PVC pipe manufacturing plant more in the region. You also have your egg products manufacturers that can look at this as an opportunity to diversify. You know, we've got a lot of egg manufacturers on the east side of the state, and you're seeing a downturn in the egg manufacturing. John Deere, with their warning earlier this year in January, February timeframe, this is an opportunity for those companies in eastern North Dakota and the region to see this to diversify outside.
Makes sense. I know a company down Harris Machine down in Oaks, North Dakota, that very thing has long supplied the egg industry and has diversified now into the oil industry and is shipping out here as we speak and really going about as fast as it can. Oaks, North Dakota, so there's plenty of that for sure. Short break. We'll talk more in a moment with our guests. We're going to get the 80s trivia here with Leon in there and be back with more coming up shortly. Live from Williston today, it's Tad Oil. It is the What's in Your Mind program. Leon, back to you, and we'll chat with you in about 10 minutes.
Good deal. Thank you, Scott. We're back with the 80s trivia. So we're going to, again, if you know the answer, the name of the song and the artist that sings it, you call in 855-200-1776, extension 2, and let us know. And remember, if you've won in the last 30 days, please sit on your hands and allow someone else to win. We're going to roll the first song now. Song and see if anyone guessed that. 855-200-1776 extension 2 if you know the answer to this next song. Name the artist's name and the name of the song. Let's roll the second song.
No New Year's Day
Jim, you got an answer for me?
Yes. Call to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder.
Good deal, good deal. Hang on the line and get those tickets.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person.
Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Want to thank you folks for playing the Back to the 80s trivia.
We could finish up that logistics meeting.
Sorry, Leon, we're talking over you. We're having an off-air conversation here in Williston. But did you have fun with 80s trivia?
Oh, yeah, always. And I was doing a little Stevie Wonder sway. I don't know if you've ever seen that before, but
I don't know if I want to see that, to tell you the truth, but that's beautiful. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with some folks here in Williston in our final segment. We are at Statoil today, which is on Brigham Drive. How about that? Give a little hat tip to the history of how Statoil came to be in the Bakken through the through the good work of the folks of Brigham Oil and Gas. Wrapping up our conversation now with Sean Wanko, who heads up economic development efforts for Williston, as well as Jeff Zarling of Dawa Solutions Group. So anything else on logistics we need to say? Sounds like the main thing is circle February for a very important conversation in Williston, right, Jeff?
March 24th, 5th, and 6th.
I don't know. I got February. Did somebody say February?
Trying
earlier?
To move it up on yeah, us. No, we've got to exactly. get after it.
So the dates again, March?
24th, 5th, and 6th.
Sounds good. We touched on this earlier about just, you know, workforce being very integrated to housing. I love the story that Ron Ness talks about his conversation with the folks from Halliburton. And he said, look, I don't want you to worry about anything other than building communities. And you know what? I have 21,000 people I need to hire at Halliburton alone, one company, 21,000 people, and I need places for them to call home, as in moms and dads and kids. So, Sean, how are we doing in that regard?
Well, I tell you, our building is off the charts. It's just unfortunate that the demand is far outpacing the supply with which we can keep up. You know, we've doubled our housing stock. I think we've added probably 6,000 or 7,000 units here in the past several years. We're showing a need for an additional 15,000 housing units over the next 5 years. So we've got a lot more building to be done on the horizon. Are we where we need to be? Absolutely not. I mean, obviously, you'll see with the high cost of living out here, we still need a lot more housing. But I feel good where we're going, and I think we're going to see some big numbers coming up.
Let's talk a little bit, Jeff, about affordable housing. Is it here? I know that's a relative term. And, you know, the media in the East especially loves the stories about $3,000 a month apartments and how it costs more to get an apartment in Williston than it does in New York City, which tells you that the economic level of activity in Williston is better than it is in New York City. I see that as enormous opportunity, and obviously somebody making $150,000 a year driving a truck can afford a $3,000 one-bedroom apartment. People on fixed incomes, different deal, got to address that issue. But where are we at with affordable housing? So the homes that Sean's talking about being built, are they affordable given the income levels here?
Well, it's always interesting to have that conversation. Number one, you have a company release some information that in their listings, the average price, $3,000 for a two- or three-bedroom apartment, which represented 11 properties out of 6,000 housing units. So it didn't take into account any of our existing housing stock or some of the other properties. So it's a little bit misleading. Not to say that we have affordable housing, but I know people that are in three-bedroom apartments that are 1,200 to 2,000 and so forth. So take that all in stride. Don't believe everything you read in a headline. The other side of that is, as Sean mentioned, we're doing a tremendous amount of construction. So in the last 3 years, over $1 billion in building permit valuation in Williston alone. Like you said, doubling in the housing stock. And what we have seen is a stabilizing of the price and actually a reduction in some of the price. And we're seeing product mix now. Originally, the first thing, it's all an evolution and transition from the crew camps and RV solution that were able to be put in quickly to address the need 7-6 years ago, to then the hotels, then the multifamily. And the multifamily, we pounded those into the ground the last 3 years. And the single-family homes were slower to come. Well, now we're seeing that starting to happen. The single-family homes are really starting to take off. And actually, this last weekend, we just had the Williston Area Builders Association had their fall parade of homes. So I think there were probably 13 to 16 different homes on display and 2 days people walking through there. So, and I would say that now, you know, with the WAS project, that brought in the infrastructure that was needed to develop the land. And the land development was needed in order to get the lots for the housing. So those pieces are coming together, and we're seeing a lot of progress on that. I expect you're going to see the most number of single-family homes this year and next as that inventory is really coming along.
And, Sean, that's probably exactly what you need every time your phone rings about a prospective business slash employer coming to town, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's and Jeff's right on when he says that about single-family homes. We've seen a nice transition in our building department with permits being pulled this year. We're seeing a lot more in the single-family category, and I think we'll see a lot more next year as well. And it's really due to some of the subdivisions that have come online, that there's lots available to build And so, yeah, it's going to be exciting.
When they call you, what's the first thing they say?
Well, I kind of laugh when a lot of prospective developers call our office. They always say, what do you need? And I say, well, we need everything. You know, we took a city and tripled the size of it in a very short amount of time, and we're probably going to double that size again here in another very short amount of time. But
they need people and need a place for other people to live, right, to call home.
Yep, absolutely.
I would say, you know, here's what I tell people. They read a lot of things and they hear a lot of stories or comments. The biggest thing I say, look at the people who are writing checks and making things happen. You saw Menards go vertical on their retail. We're going to see more retail. That's a signal that they believe the workforce and housing is there.
It's right behind there, absolutely. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate the update. More coming up from Williston at Statoil today. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.